Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
.844 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Brewers back at it in spring training today. And Brandon Woodruff threw semi-live baseballs. I guess how would we say that? He threw simulated BP? Is that right?
Live BP.
Let's get it from the source. Live to Arizona and host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio, is with us this morning. Hey, Dom. He said. Dom, you got us now?
Hey, guys.
Hello. Thanks for calling. Sorry about that. Hitting all the right buttons over here. So Dom's live in spring training this morning. We're just talking about Brandon Woodruff. What exactly did he do yesterday? Did he throw live BP or a simulated session? Or either way, it was good.
Yeah, it was step one for Brandon Woodruff. So, like, we can get lost in the vernacular of baseball terms, especially this time of year. Live ABs, live at-bats just means, like, hey, he's going to hit a pitch count, and we want hitters in there to, like, do, you know, like it's a real count. And there's the pitch clock, and they have the ABS firing up, and they have all that fun stuff going on. Then you'll have, like, live BP, where it's, like, you know, again, sort of similar, but maybe not working counts. And then finally, you have simulated game, where maybe he's simulating, he throws an inning, he goes and sits down, waits, you know, 5-6 minutes, and gets back up and throws another inning. So that's hopefully that simulated game, the next step for Brandon Woodruff.
It doesn't really matter, but I know it's a big thing everyone likes to talk about. Who is our opening day starter?
It was supposed to be Brandon Woodruff, I think, and the Brewers are not committing to who that is going to be at this point for obvious reasons. It's February 24th, right? Like, there's no rush to announce it. But at the same time, like, they have probably multiple contingency plans of if Woody's not available for that opening day start, who would be next? Could it be Miz? Could it be Priester? That's something to be figured out, because the whole reason spring training is this long is to make sure your starting pitchers are ready for opening day.
So to Woody's point, and you had some interesting conversations with him about it in terms of his health and coming off the injury, Dom, I think Woody's right. Look, I'd rather have him in game 5 of the NLDS than I would on opening day,
right?
If it's an either or.
Exactly, and he said so as such in the wrap I sent you guys. So the point being, for Woody, I think that I made this take on my show last night on Brewers All Access, where it's just that, hey, we talked about the Dodgers being able to stockpile arms and that they got to coast the regular season. Now, I'm not saying the Brewers are going to coast because they're in a very competitive division, but if you can, less of a word, like, you know, for a better word to say, like, be able to kind of survive, meaning they have, like, 12 capable big league pitchers that are able to be starters. And if you can survive to say, well, let's make sure Brandon Woodruff's ready to go at the end, kind of like how the Dodgers made sure Blake Snell is ready to go at the end and Roki Sasaki was able to go at the end, that's what it's really hoping for, because the Brewers expect, like they always do, to be in the playoffs.
Speaking of pitchers, Dom Catronio joining us live from Arizona. What's the deal with Trevor McGill? I mean, is it possible he's not a Brewer on opening day himself?
I'd be shocked at this point. I mean, in fact, he was the one throwing with Brandon Woodruff yesterday in this live AB session. So he threw, he was fine, it was no big deal. I saw him hit 98 miles an hour, and for February, that's well ahead of schedule. So that's great news for him. There's always going to be rumors around Brewers. You know, it doesn't matter what time of year, right? It's kind of amazing. But that would be kind of going a little too accelerated, in my opinion, of how the Brewers tend to trade their relief arms. He's still got this season and next season of team control. Generally, when we see these trades happen, it happens, you know, in the off season. But granted, Josh Hader was traded in the middle of the year and obviously kind of tanked that 2022 season, but it then eventually flipped into William Contreras. But I would be absolutely shocked if Trevor McGill gets traded before opening day.
Who's hitting right now in spring training, Dom? Was it Brandon Lockridge went yard again the other day?
Yeah, Lockridge yard again yesterday. He went yard for Saturday's game as well. You know, I talked about this yesterday, too. It's like there aren't many position battles on the Brewers, you know, this spring training. It's like, oh, who's going to play where? It's like there's a sneaky, like, monitoring the fourth outfielder spot. Because also, one thing I'm going to talk to Pat Murphy about today, where's Garrett Mitchell? Garrett hasn't played in the game yet. So I want to make sure he's healthy, make sure he's okay. Blake Perkins has been playing. But then it's like this fourth outfielder spot of between Blake Perkins, Garrett Mitchell, and now Brandon Lockridge or Akil Baddoo, like, who could that be? And we always get enamored with spring training results. If you guys just want to have a funny exercise, go back and look at last spring training hitting results. Like, who were the best hitters on the Brewers last spring training? And you will laugh out loud.
Who was that one guy who didn't even make the team?
Vinny Capra.
Yes. Yes.
Oliver Dunn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Well, speaking of results, I mean, I'm not really... Again, I know it doesn't matter, but I would like to win one of these here just this week if we can get a...
Dom, Vince is all just, hung up on the Brewers not winning the game yet.
Would you be hung up if the Packers didn't start Jordan Love in three preseason games and they're 0-3? It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing.
Nor would I be predicting a World Series run if we were 4-0 in Cactus League ball at this point. But I don't know. Okay, we always say it doesn't matter, doesn't matter, doesn't matter, doesn't matter. Does it matter even a little bit? Like, do the guys even look at the final score, or is this like, you know, U5 YMCA ball?
It doesn't matter at all. I literally, like, I'm making a joke.
Zero.
I'm making a joke this year of, like, I am going to make it a personal goal of mine all spring training long to not tweet the final score of any spring training game, because literally nobody cares. And furthermore, like, look at yesterday's game, right? You had big leaguers for the first five innings. And then he had the kids for the last four innings. And, you know, with all due respect to the kid that gave it up, he gave up five runs in the seventh or eighth inning, whatever it was. He hadn't played above high A ball, okay? So it's just like, we don't need to overreact to wins and losses, because that's how the second half of these spring training games in the early part of the season are looking. And they'll look like that a little bit in March, given the World Baseball Classic about to start up.
Dom Catronio live with us this morning. We'll check in with you again tomorrow from spring training. Thanks, Dom.
All right, see you guys.
I mean, I'll entertain a motion if you want to never say the score of a spring training game again on this year program.
I don't know. I like saying the score.
I mean, you still need... They still put it on the scoreboard.
They lost last night, or yesterday, 7-5. So there.